Avicii's hanging out tonight. How are you, man?
I'm really good. I'm doing really well.
It's fair to say you are the busiest guy in music. How do you find, like, the time to, like, take some time out for yourself? Like, you've got so much gigs going on right now. It must be hectic.
Yeah, it's been hectic up to pretty much now. After London and after the Ushuaia closing, I'll be off for months.
Yeah. Speaking of Ushuaia, how's that been? How's that residency been? It must have been so much fun. A few of my friends went. They were like, this guy's crazy. It was so good.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just gotten crazier and crazier over the years.
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't feel like I've been there for that long.
Yeah.
But I just remember in the beginning, I was doing, like, incredibly well. I was doing, everyone was, oh, what's happening?
Yeah.
That's really good. And then it was like 7,000, 6,000 people a night. And that was back in the beginning, like, right in the beginning stages.
Yeah.
And now it's like 9,000.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Almost 10,000 every day. Yeah. They're like, we're going to break the record. We're going to break the record.
Yeah. So you just finished up the world tour as well. How was that? Was there, like, a place you think, like, I love playing at this place?
I love Australia.
Yeah.
I love Australia a lot. And I know, actually, this summer, what stands out the most for me has been Morocco.
Oh, really?
Just that experience, yeah.
That's cool. Now, obviously, in the past, there's been a few people taking digs at yourself and other DJs in the kind of EDM genre. Noel Gallagher especially being one of those people. It must annoy you or really pee you off that these people don't treat you like a musician just because you're a DJ. It's ridiculous, right?
No, I mean, I don't think it's ridiculous. It's just ignorant.
Yeah.
I just think they don't know what they're talking about, really. And
yeah.
Then and they, you know, he has no idea, for instance, what I'm doing and how it's done. But that's also part of this album.
Yeah.
Is that I have every session filmed. We're gonna do something with that so people can see what actually goes on in the studio.
Oh, cool. So what, like a movie?
Yeah, more like maybe like a YouTube series.
Yeah.
Or something. We're still talking about it, but we have all this material. We want to wait and see which songs becomes the biggest ones first, and then kind of focus on those and then move down.
I want to talk about your new single. You just dropped it. It's called For a Better Day. Tell us a bit about the song.
Well, the song is with me, and I wrote it together with Alex Ebert from Bud Sharp and Magnetic Zeros.
Yeah.
I think it was the first song we wrote. We've written like 6 or 7 songs together. We get along really, really well. He's such a chill and cool guy, and he's open to everything too. Or I try to make every artist I meet be open to everything, because they're so used to people kind of telling them exactly what to do.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
How to do, like, and it's always the same type.
Is that how you like to work? Do you like to just take control of everything?
I have to. The only one I can take control over is Chris Martin.
Yeah,
because he is insane. Like, literally, he'll hear me play an arpeggio and a drum beat on my laptop, and he'd be like, stop, can I have a mic, and he gets like stressed, and then he gets the mic, and then can you just loop that, and then you loop it forever, and then he sings for 10 minutes and
really?
Like jumps around and tries to find the hook and tries to find the, yeah.
How many sessions did you get to do with Chris then?
I mean, we probably done close to 50,
oh,
50
really?
Sessions.
Wow.
50, 60 sessions. I mean, a lot. We've done a lot of sessions.
You've worked with loads of talent, especially on this record. Chris Martin, we mentioned earlier on. Done some bits with UK talent, Luna George and Tom Modell as well. Are any of those making the final cut?
Well, neither one of those is going to be on the album.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately. Not on this album, at least. Because we didn't have time to work out all the business side of things.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping for like the next album. Like, at first we were gonna do a double album with like maybe 18 songs.
Cause you had over like 100 songs, right?
Oh, much more than that. But
how'd you narrow it down to so many then?
You kind of remember which ones you really, really, really like.
Yeah.
Which ones stick out. You can tell the difference between an 8, a 9, and a 10.
Yeah.
You know, and an 8 is for other people, and a 9 needs more work. And a 10 is just perfect as it is.
Yeah. I want to talk about One Direction quickly. Obviously, the boys recently splitting up or having a break for a year. Are there any of those guys you think, do you know what, I'd like to work with you? Maybe Zayn or any of the guys?
Yeah, one of them contacted me.
Oh, really? Which one?
Liam or Zayn. I got the mail in right in the middle of the busiest time of making the album. So I put it in like to-do list folders.
Yeah. So would you consider working with one of those guys? Do you think they're kind of, do you think they'll do well as, you know, solo artists?
I mean, that remains to be seen. I believe in Harry Styles. You know, I'd love to do something with him. But it all depends on if they write, if they just sing, if they, you know.
Depends what happens.
Hey, yeah, look, exactly.
Really excited for the album. Stories available to get on iTunes now.